You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Every month, we're going to be catching up with Visionary about the work they're doing across the sight loss sector, and we'll also be joined by a different guest that they work with. Today, we have Amy Pearman, the Business Events Lead from Visionary. So, what's been going on in Visionary?
Well, as you know, we're recovering from our annual conference, which took place this year back in September, and it was our first face-to-face conference back with members and partners in Birmingham. So it was great to be with everybody and great opportunity to kind of reconnect with people that we haven't seen, obviously, since the beginning of the pandemic, and then meeting new members of the teams across the organisations as well. And it was just so nice to be in the same place as everybody, because as you know, we've got over 115 member organisations across the Visionary Network of various shapes, sizes, geographic locations, and they really do share that common aim of improving the lives of blind and partially sighted people. And that really was felt throughout the conference and all the ongoing work that's now taking place as a result of the conversations that we had. And I think the work we do with our national partners, of which we've now got over 20, really highlights the value of that networking and that opportunity to work together, connect members and partners for positive collaborative working.
That must be so exciting to get to see all of those connections being made in person after having such a long break.
It is, and you feel like you know everybody so well because we've spoken so often over Zoom and Teams. It enhances those conversations really, because you've already got those existing relationships. And I know that Paula was able to speak to some people at our annual dinner and build those connections. So when partners are launching initiatives and resources and projects, members know the individuals and have that relationship already. So it really does provide a very positive base to work from, really.
Well, let's head over to Paula McGrath, the Deputy Chief Executive of Retina UK. Hi, Paula. Can you tell us a bit about what Retina UK does and is currently doing since the conference?
Yes, I'd love to. So for any listeners that aren't aware, Retina UK is a national charity, and we specifically support people who live with inherited sight loss conditions, progressive conditions, and we also fund research into these. And one piece of work that we've really been focusing on recently is our new Discover Wellbeing resource. But Retina UK, we've been aware for a really long time of the emotional impacts that people experience when they're living with an inherited sight loss condition. That really has been through the conversations we have with our community and the calls we take to our helpline. But it was our survey findings from both 2019 and 2022 that really brought this to our attention. What we learned was that more than 90% of respondents had experienced psychological or emotional impacts. And these were things like anxiety, loss of confidence and stress. And that really concerned us. And we chatted about it and decided it was time that we took some really direct action and created a practical tool. What we wanted to do was provide sort of early support. And most importantly, we just want to normalise the conversation. It is perfectly normal for people living with sight loss conditions, including inherited sight loss conditions, to experience emotional impacts. And we want people to be able to talk about this. So we decided that we wanted to create a resource that basically would offer practical and emotional support hand in hand.
It's really exciting that you've been able to take everything that your members and the people that have called your helpline have been talking about and turn that into such a productive and really necessary resource.
Really importantly, we work with our community. We wanted it to be fully informed by their lived experiences and also to support us to ensure that Discover Wellbeing is fully accessible. We ask those who sign up to our lived experience panel to share their experiences of wellbeing and emotional health with us. And we are absolutely overwhelmed by their willingness to do so. And we're really grateful to them for doing that, because we can only learn by people sharing their lived experiences and their willingness to share them to support others. So thanks to everybody that was involved. Also Dr. Mary Thurston and John Manning from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support, who work with us on Discover Wellbeing.
Could you maybe give us an example of a couple of the items?
Yes, of course. So Discover Wellbeing is effectively an online self-help course. And the idea is that it will equip people to manage their own emotional wellbeing. It's free to access. All people need to do is log in with a name and an email address. And as I said earlier, it's designed to be early support. So what we've done is we've developed three pathways. One of those is early stages. And really, that's for people who may be pre or recently diagnosed and things are playing on their mind. So we've got some practical tools in their videos, maybe around how to support with breathing techniques, taking their thoughts to court as some sort of tried and tested wellbeing tools. And then we move on to a second course, which is Living with Change. And that's for people who may be really starting to feel overwhelmed. And then through the result of the research that we did, we decided to develop a third course, which is called Supporting Others. And that is CPD accredited. And that's aimed at family and friends of those who live with sight loss and the professionals who support them, not only to support them to better manage their own well-being, but in doing so to be able to support, you know, their loved ones or the clients that they're working with. But what I would like to just point out is that this isn't a linear pathway. Emotional impacts can come at any time. It could be that somebody experiences a deterioration in their vision, they might lose their guide dog, go through changes at work, or even just a change in the seasons that we've recently experienced can really impact on people's well-being. So we've developed a series of videos and practical activities and exercises that people can work through.
What kind of feedback have you got from people about the resources?
We launched in July and we've had really positive response from those that have completed the course so far. We've also trained a number of volunteers up to provide an assisted journey. So what that does is if somebody just wants to check in regularly as they're working their way through the course, they can have a phone call from a volunteer who'll just give them a bit of encouragement, give them a bit of support, see how they're getting on, and develop a relationship just to work through together. I should just mention that this isn't a counselling service. It's for people maybe pre or post counselling, or just for those who want a little bit of help with life's ups and downs, just to dip their toe in the water and better support themselves.
And where can people access the resources and find out more about Retina UK?
The Discover Wellbeing resource can be accessed at retinauk.org.uk/wellbeing. That's all one word, wellbeing. If anybody would like to speak specifically to a member of the team about the resource, they can call Denise Rawdon on 07429 689 804. Or for general information and support, the Retina UK helpline, which is manned by volunteers, all of whom have lived experience of sight loss, is available on 0300 111 4000. Alternatively, you can email helpline@retinauk.org.uk.
And Amy, where can people find out more about Visionary and some of the other organisations that you work with?
The best place is our website, which is www.visionary.org.uk. And if there are any other Visionary members or partners out there listening, Retina UK are joining us on the 25th of January to share more about the resource and how it can be used in those local organisations. It's a fantastic resource. At Visionary, we feel very privileged to be able to work with Retina and assist in sharing it with the wider network. So I would really encourage people to come along and join us at that session and learn more about it.
Well, thanks so much, Amy Pearman from Visionary and Paula McGrath from Retina UK for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.